This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm sharing with you a mantra to live by: Him, me, them. I coined this phrase several years ago as a way to reflect how I start my day. I start my day with the Lord, Him. And this usually means I study the scriptures. In fact, this is when most of the be moments are born. The second part, me, means I get in some form of exercise. And finally, them means everything and everyone else comes after. Recently, I had to remind myself that I was not heeding my own advice. A couple of weeks ago, I was working on a presentation that carried over to the next morning. In an effort to quickly wrap this project up and hit the send button before 8 a.m., I deviated from him, me, them and put my work first. When I finally entered into my worship time, here are the two things God revealed to me. The first was, worship him because I adore him, not out of duty. And second, he is my source for wisdom, energy, and my ability to impact others. Choosing to spend time with God first influences every aspect of your day. So why start your day any other way? I coined the phrase him, me, them after studying the parable of the sower of seed and identifying with the thorny soil type, which is the one who receives God's word, but sometimes allows it to be crowded out by personal ambitions and other interests. That morning, I had to remind myself of these words, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Matthew 6:33. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, him, me, them.